Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
At least somebody got it. Hi. My name's Rob Ryan, and I'm here representing the Ohio Patients Network. This is a group of people, mainly in the northern end of the state, that have gotten together and are networking patients, lawyers, and activists to change the laws. That's what's got to happen, to change the laws. So I'm going to try to go through pretty quickly a couple points that I have. First, I went through the Ohio Patient Network. I'm going to tell you about some polls and election results. I'm going to tell you about some federal activities, good and bad. They're bipolar. And what OPN is doing, and then finally what you can do. Okay? From 1996 to 2002, there was approximately 66 scientific studies. About 50,000 people were included in on these various polls. This is called, for in the scientific realm, it is a meta-analysis. It's an analysis of all the various polls. And there's, as I say, about 50,000 people. And about two-thirds of people overwhelmingly support medical marijuana. There's without a doubt. The other side of the coin is those that oppose make up one-quarter of the population. Now think about that. 25% of the people are causing all this pain. Let's stop it. Okay. Thank you. Since 1996, every single medical marijuana ballot initiative has won, without a doubt. Now, there's been deviations, but those were not medical marijuana legislations or ballots. And at the same time, there's a couple states doing it on their own. One of them is New York. The other one is Maryland, which I just moved from, and I'm very proud to have been a part of the Daryl Putman Medical Marijuana Act, which is awaiting the governor's signature, and he won't return the DEA's phone calls. Says, I don't want to talk to that guy. As former Congressman Ehrlich, for those who follow the federal levels. Now, before I get into what is the federal government really doing, what do they actually say marijuana is? Now, if you go look at the laws, and you go look at the Uniform Code of Justice, and you go digging down, and you interpret it into English, and it's three tenets. It's addictive, it has no accepted medical use in the United States, and it's so dangerous that you can't use it safely with a doctor nearby. Wow. Now, let me ask the crowd, who smoked marijuana, first of all? Okay, all right. Now, which one of those that raised their hands thought they needed a doctor nearby so they wouldn't kill themselves? Is there anybody? Oh, well, there's always one. There's always one.
Behind you.
Anyway, you know, so that's what they say, all right? And that's a three-legged stool that is lie, 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 without a doubt. Addictive, no medical use, and so dangerous it's deadly. Nonsense. That's a lie. All right, so what else are they doing? Well, they're waging a pretty good war here on Americans, and they're kind of focusing on California. They have really done some devastating things out in California. Ed Rosenthal's trial was a sham. Absolute sham. The guy wasn't even allowed to say he was deputized by the city of Oakland, according to federal laws. They were just following federal procedures, but he wasn't allowed to say that. The jury even recanted their verdict. Once they found out what was really going on, they got out and demonstrated, and they had a little press conference, and they said, we made a mistake. That's not the end of the story. There's more to come with Eddie Rosenthal. He's not giving up. On the way in, I took a peek at the DEA website, and they still say it's addictive. Another thing they say is no medical association has ever backed medical marijuana. Well, that's nonsense. That's absolutely nonsense. Let me see if I can find it here. I can't. But American Public Health Association says that the federal government concluded that cannabis, marijuana, was wrongfully placed in Schedule 1. Now, there's a medical association. Well, you know what? There happens to be a whole page of them. A whole slew of nurses' associations and local medical associations. So, again, they lie. It's ridiculous. Okay. So, now, what's going on is federal legislation. Okay? There's been Barney Frankie introduced a bill about a couple weeks ago. He's got more co-sponsors. But there's another one out there called Truth in Trials. And this one's a very interesting bill. It's quite simple. All it says is that when somebody's in court, they'll be allowed to say the words marijuana and medical in the same sentence. Right now, they can't even say it. It's speech forbidden. And that's kind of chilling. It really is. Okay, what's OPN doing? OPN's kind of growing out of the north end of the state. I'm the first guy here in Ohio, in the southwest Ohio. And my goal here today is to get 10 people out here actively engaged. Now, we have a newsletter, and you can sit back and you can read the newsletters. They come once a month. But I would like to get 10 people who would be actively engaged and willing to go to their legislators' offices and tell them what you think. Good. Okay, number one. Number two, three. Okay, great. I have a stand over there, Ohio Patient Network. For the rest of you, it's www.ohiopatient.net. Thank you very much. Now, the other thing is, we're having, anyone here of Dr. Morgan?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay. I think he comes from Cincinnati, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to have him back. We're going to have, OPN is going to host a session with Dr. Morgan sometime in June. All right? So we're going to try to do it all over the state, and, you know, network and audio and all the razzmatazz and technological overhead. But we'll be able to talk to everybody in the state, hopefully, on this address. So, again, www.ohiopatient.net is where you can find out more information. Okay? Now, I'm going to end. I've lost my pages. Okay. So now, I'm going to ask you again what you need to do. You need to educate yourself. Get active. Get vocal. Vote. Vote and be vocal. Tell these guys you're not going to get my vote if you don't support medical marijuana. It's a no-brainer for them. Look at the polls. It's a no-brainer. And if they don't, they don't deserve to be in office.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Take care. God bless.